It has been a months-long waiting game, but now that we know Vice President Biden will not make another run for the White House, what drove his decision, and what does it mean for the rest of the 2016 field? Glenn Thrush, the chief political correspondent for Politico, has been covering this and, in many ways, was able to see around the corner in this magazine profile earlier this year, Joe Biden in winter. Glenn joins me now. So after all the ups and the downs and the speculation, no go. Why?
No go. I mean, there's a number of reasons. Sort of bifurcated between his emotional life and this terrible tragedy that he suffered with the death of his 46-year-old son, Beau, in May. But also, there was really no political path. Biden is sort of a political procrastinator. He's a very improvisational politician, and he really waited too long. Hillary Clinton's performance in the first debate and this commensurate rise in the polls that she saw afterwards simply left him with no path.
Your story that you posted this afternoon, you quote someone as saying that all the meetings, all the speculation, all the ways they were running traps was more fantasy football than football.
Yeah, I think he was really confined to a relatively small group of advisors. Shouldn't surprise folks who know the way that Biden operates. A lot of his family, his son Hunter, his remaining son, was really pushing him for this. Also, Mike Donilon, a longtime aide from Delaware, was pushing this. The rest of his family was fairly ambivalent, and his larger circle of advisors were more facilitating what he wanted to do. But I think many of them, over time, came to believe that he ultimately would not go for it.
Another thing that you wrote in your earlier piece, you talked about one of his friends and advisors saying that in his career, Joe Biden had climbed almost all the way to the top, and then someone moved the ladder.
Can you imagine what that must feel like?
Yeah.
This is a guy who has done everything, quote unquote, right. The problem is, at some point, he reached, I think, his own ceiling. The 1988 presidential campaign, which was disastrous for him. He was accused of plagiarizing Neil Kinnock's speeches,
a
UK politician. Really, I think that was his moment. In 2008, he ran a very bad presidential campaign. So I think Biden is really an example of when a politician has a moment and they cannot capitalize on that moment, the rest of their career really is a postscript.
What was the significance of doing this in the Rose Garden with not only his wife, but President Obama by his side?
Well, the initial significance, with those of us who were still wondering what was happening, we knew then he was going to say no. He wasn't going to say yes standing next to the president. But I think the significance is that Joe Biden views himself as both a family man, as symbolized by his wife. Getting Jill on board was one of the big challenges for this, and he never really quite closed the deal with his own wife. But the more important point here is he views himself very much as a partner with President Obama, and that relationship, which really had its ups and downs in the first term, has really deepened into something more personal.
He went out of his way today to embrace that legacy.
Yeah, and apparently after this, they embraced in the Oval Office. It was sort of a tearful moment. And the president, I am told, has been very, very concerned about Biden's state of mind subsequent to Beau Biden's death. This is something that really weighs on everyone.
So he said today the window had closed. Was it Hillary Clinton basically who closed the window?
I think she sort of slammed it on his fingers. If Hillary Clinton had performed badly in that first debate, or there had been more damaging revelations about the emails that had come out, I think we might be dealing with a different fact set. But my sense is that really did it.
And she went out of her way, we can take a look, to be very gracious in her response to him. She said, among other things, Joe Biden is a good man and a great vice president. I am confident that history isn't finished with Joe Biden. As he said today, there is more work to do. And if I know Joe, he'll always be on the front lines, always fighting for all of us. Now, let's just talk polls. With Joe Biden out of the race, Hillary Clinton can afford to be as gracious as she is.
Oh, absolutely.
Benefits.
I think it's a good day. I'm sure she had a nice cup of tea and watched this thing several times. Look, in all the polls that we've seen, Biden takes away from Hillary Clinton's support in battleground states and nationally as well. So what this means is that I think it's quite likely we're going to see a bump in the national polls and in New Hampshire and in Iowa for Hillary Clinton.
No Bernie Sanders bump out of this? None of the people who are supporting Bernie Sanders were the ones drawing toward Biden?
Yeah, Biden is a fairly centrist. You could make the argument that Joe Biden, in the longer span of his career, has actually been more conservative than Hillary Clinton on a lot of things. He's tacked to the left, as everyone in the Democratic Party has recently. But Biden's affiliation is with the white working class voters. And Bernie Sanders much more appeals to sort of the coastal elites. I think Sanders will see a little bit of a bump because I'm sure some supporters will flock to him. But I think Hillary Clinton is the one who's going to be the predominant recipient.
And finally, the vice president seemed to signal today this is not the end of his career. He still wants to be heard. Is there any history of a second-term vice president who's not running for president being heard after finally withdrawing?
I think you make a very good point here. I think his moment of maximum leverage has passed. I think the one thing that's left is an endorsement. As we know, and I covered Hillary Clinton in 2007 and 2008, there are a lot of bumps left in this road, and she will need to pull some endorsements out of her pocket during times of need. I think the final card that he has to play is an endorsement.
Well, we'll be all waiting for that. That it will have a huge impact, perhaps not. That's the thing we like about campaigns, Glenn Thrush, a Politico. Thank you very much.
Great being here.